This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 110 for Thursday, October 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a tumble on Thursday as it fell past support levels and followed the lead of vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil was down by more than 1 United States cent per pound, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were also lower. Crude oil was higher despite the U.S. easing sanctions on Venezuelan oil in exchange for free elections to take place in the South American country. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. High temperatures on the prairies will range from the teens to a low 20 degrees Celsius. Edmonton and Winnipeg will see some rain, but the rest of the region will be clear and sunny today. The November canola contract was down $19.50 per ton at $692.20, while the January contract was down $13.50 per ton at $705.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat were up, while soybeans were steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 881,300 tons of 2023-24 corn were sold for export during the weekend of October 12th, down 3% from the previous week and down 15% from the four-week average, with approximately half going to Mexico and Colombia. Net sales of 10,100 tons of 2024-25 corn to Mexico were also reported. The International Grains Council cut its estimate for worldwide corn output by 3 million tons to 1.219 billion. China has approved 37 genetically modified corn varieties, paving way for commercial planting of GMO corn. The December corn contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.05. More than 1.37 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the weekend at October 12th, with most going to China, according to the USDA, up 30% from the previous week and up 92% from the four-week average. 434,700 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soy meal were also sold, as well as 2,700 tons of 2024-25 soy meal to Canada. 3,800 tons of 2023-24 soy oil were sold, mostly to Canada, as well as 600 tons of 2024-25 soy oil. The IGC cut its estimate for world soybean production by 2.5 million tons to 393 million. China also approved 14 genetically modified soybean varieties for commercial planting. The November soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.16. 632,800 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended October 12th, down 3% from 1 week earlier, but up 42% from the four-week average. Meanwhile, 30,000 tons of 2024-25 wheat were sold to unknown destinations. The IGC raised its 2023-24 worldwide wheat production forecast by 2 million tons to 785 million, below last season's total of 803 million. Brazil has allocated $79 million U.S. to subsidize wheat trades this crop year. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.94. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.39. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, October 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.